Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
On today's show, we'll tell you why the time has come for the Cowboys to bench Dak for Trey Lance.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right.
Yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Oh, I can't wait
Philly's
for today.
Philly's burning up the playoffs. Eagles 5-0. And just look at the teams they've beat this year, Tony. All recent Super Bowl winners.
That's right.
Rams, Buccaneers, Patriots.
Yup, the best of the best. That's all you got to know.
Exactly. And on the other end of the NFC East, the Cowboys and Giants just totally imploding right before our eyes.
Exactly. Just like the Heisenberg.
Yeah. And, you know, being the good sportsmen we are, we're going to do these teams a favor and just tell them how they can easily fix all their problems today.
Yep.
We're also going to discuss that with our guest. He was a 2-time Super Bowl champ with the Giants.
Yeah.
Albeit as a kicker. So,
exactly.
Take that with a grain of sand.
Yeah,
and last time he was on the show, he tried to convince us that Daniel Jones was a good quarterback.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see what he has to say for himself now. Lawrence Tynes will be joining us.
Yeah, and it's likely going to be the second Tynes we kick him off the show.
Yup. And on the subject of Tynes and time, let's talk about dinner time. And a word from our good friends at Blue Apron. Do you go grocery shopping? Then you're just wasting your pathetic life away. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah. Blue Apron helps you prepare all your meals. You know, the other day I was telling my Aunt Marie's boyfriend Nunzio all about Blue Apron. My Aunt Marie was out of town and Nunzio clearly doesn't know how to cook. Nunzio told me that with her gone, he was gonna choke his chicken. And I said, Nunzio, that's no way to prepare a, Actually, let's just keep rolling. Let's just keep moving on.
Let's just move on. Anyway, go to blueapron.com now. Enter the promo code Fusco for 0.04% off your first order of $300 or more. Offer only valid for customers in Guam. Blue Apron.
Boom, another check
Tony,
in the mail.
A lot to get through, so let's waste no more time and get right into our top story.
Top story.
First out the gate, Cowboys totally blown out by the 49ers, 42-10, after a pitiful three-interception performance by Dak Prescott. Oof. And Tony, this just proves, once again, what we've been saying for months now, if the Cowboys want to beat the 49ers, they have to start Trey Lance. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. It's so simple when you break it down. You see, Dak Prescott keeps throwing the ball to players on the 49ers. And if there's one thing we know about Trey Lance by studying his film from last season, it's that he's basically incapable of throwing the ball to 49ers. Yep. It's like when he sees a player in a red and gold uniform, he throws it as far away from them as humanly possible. So that's why he's a perfect fit for the Cowboys.
Great point, Tony. And you know, when you talk starting Trey Lance against the 49ers, you also have to consider the psychological advantage here, don't you?
100%. You know, someone I know once told me about a book I haven't read called The Art of War by the great ancient thinker Shang Tsung. And in that book, he apparently says to beat your opponent, you must confuse your opponent. If the Cowboys decide to start Trey Lance, the 49ers will be totally confused. They'll be like, wait, why did they trade for that shitty guy who used to play for us? It makes no sense. What are they up to? I can't focus.
Terrific psychological analysis there, Tony. But, you know, from recent headlines, it looks like the Cowboys have no intentions of moving off Dak. You know, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones the other day, he showed his faith in Dak by saying, quote, Dak Prescott is a quarterback that can get us to the Super Bowl. And, you know, Tony, a lot of people are coming out saying this is a bunch of bull, but Jerry's not wrong, is he?
No. If you look at the stats, you'll see that Dak can, in fact, get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Just listen to these numbers. There are 53 players on the Cowboys roster, along with 12 coaches. The average Super Bowl ticket costs $8,837. So that means getting the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, along with transportation and lodging, costs approximately $671,905. Dak makes $40 million a year. So as you can see, getting the team to the Super Bowl won't be an issue for Dak.
Such terrific mathematical analysis, Tony. And, you know, now we move to another quarterback struggling in the NFC East. Daniel Jones is taking tons of heat after the Giants' brutal 1-4 start. Yep. And, you know, thanks to Mac Jones, Daniel Jones is not even the best QB with the last name Jones. Now, you know, a lot of people, they're blaming the Giants' offensive line here, which has forced head coach Brian Daboll to come out and defend those players. Daboll said about his offensive line, quote, those guys have worked their tails off at practice. And Tony, that just highlights the problem right there, doesn't it?
Brian Daboll should know the last thing you want is your offensive lineman to work too hard in practice because they'll get in great shape and lose weight. Yep. What you want is your offensive lineman to be as fat and immovable as possible. Yep. The fatter, the better. I mean, just look at Street Fighter 2. E. Honda was so fat he could barely move, and yet he was unstoppable.
Such a terrific example there, Tony. And, you know, finally to another 1-4 team. Bill Belichick on the hot seat as the Patriots fall to 1-4. They're now the worst team in the NFL. Oh. So bad that they make the New York Jets look like the 85 Bears. Yep. And, Tony, it's so sad to see a legend like Belichick go out this way, isn't it?
You know, I hate to say it, but at the end of the day, this is all people are going to remember about Bill Belichick. It won't be the 6 Super Bowl wins as a head coach or the 2 Super Bowl wins as a defensive coordinator. It will, unfortunately, be the loss to the New Orleans Saints and Derek Carr in Week 5. You know, I really hope this doesn't affect his chances of getting into Canton, But right now, it sadly does look that way.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at other legends who hung around too long. You know, when people ask me to name movies directed by Clint Eastwood, the only one that comes to mind is Cry Macho.
Same here. Frankly, I can't even remember one other movie he even made.
You know, me neither. Did he do some boxing movie or something like that?
No, that was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, all right, well, let's just move on because I see our guest, he's coming on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ with the Giants, albeit as a kicker, so you know.
Yeah, not that impressive.
Exactly. So, but you know, on that note, according to Wikipedia, he is the only player in NFL history to kick two game-winning overtime field goals in the playoffs. So if you're out there still wondering how a QB like Eli Manning won so many playoff games, well, here's your answer right here. You're looking at him. Anyway, Lawrence Tynes, welcome back to the show.
Easy when you address my quarterback. Don't start off.
This is your problem.
This is already known stuff.
Let me help you. You're in denial. You're in denial. You know, you see a quarterback wearing a Giants uniform. You think he's Joe Montana. Look, last year around this time, you came on the show and you furiously defended Daniel Jones. You said, as you're trying to say now, that he was a good quarterback. So are you here to admit that you're a dumbass?
No, please. Still a good quarterback. What are you talking about? He didn't have anyone blocking. He didn't have anybody blocking for him. It's like you two. It's like you two guys blocking for him.
You're the one blocking for him, bro.
No accountability.
He won a playoff game.
I'll die.
Won a playoff game. How'd your Eagles do in the playoffs? Huh?
We just came back from the
Super Bowl. We only went to the Super Bowl, but yeah.
Okay. I think this is your problem. The same as the Giants.
Can't wait to see those championship rings.
You know, let me give you some advice. Just do what kickers do. You know, go sit on the bench and wait your turn. Sit quietly and we'll bring you in when we feel we need you, which won't be a lot, but we will.
Yeah.
I think your problem here, Lawrence, is that you never actually played with a good quarterback. You only played, you know, with Eli Manning. So maybe you just don't know what a good quarterback looks like.
If you guys say another word about Eli Manning.
Wow.
I'll find you in your little hut, wherever you live. Your little on-air hostage station.
I'll take those trophies behind you and I'll bash you over your
head. Yeah. Here we go.
I don't need to say anything. The man got us two of these.
But that's the thing. You helped him get those. You covered for his terribleness. Don't you
that's
feel
because of you.
Don't you feel like you committed fraud in a way?
He's Super Bowl MVP. Two games. Two games Super Bowl MVP.
Well, I heard that Dominion handled the voting on that
one. Yeah, how'd Jalen Hurts do last year? He gets Super Bowl MVP?
He scored more points than the Chiefs.
Scored more touchdowns in that one game than Eli did in every postseason.
Nice job. He lost just like everybody else did.
Nope. The refs and the grass, but that's another story.
All right, hold on just a moment here. Don't kickers actually want their QBs to be shitty? Because then their team can't get to the end zone. And the kicker, you the kicker, you get to kick more field goals. Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, no, that's the reason we know who you are.
You want to kick extra points. What do you mean? Field goals.
Field goals
are just...
That's how you get more money.
You always want to end a drive with a kick, whether it's a punt, field goal, or a PAT. That's how you want to end all drives. I would prefer PAT. Sevens are worth more than threes if you guys went to math up there in Pennsylvania.
Now, this guy thinks he's a football genius, don't he? I mean, the other day on Twitter, you were lecturing everybody about medicine and science, too. You wrote that the Daniel Jones injury was caused by the tush push. So let me just break down your thinking here.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts uses the tush push. He goes to the Super Bowl.
Boom.
Daniel Jones uses the tush push. He goes to the ER. So
yeah, the hospital.
Don't you think you should be blaming Daniel Jones's wimpy body?
Yup.
No. I blame the guys who are not moving the defensive lineman away from him to thwart the exposure of his neck bones. You like that word, thwart?
Yeah.
I think it's a THW.
Should thwart you from being on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What makes you think you know anything about what it's like to be hit? How many times have you been hit? I think not enough.
Yeah, zero.
Too many times. Yes, I was hit a few times. 10 tackles in my career. So, yeah, I know what it's like to take down an NFL player. Do you?
Was that because they felt bad for you that they just dove down?
Who did you tackle? Was it a ref?
Well, if you remember Super Bowl 42, I tackled Lawrence Maroney. Same guy, same name. We had same names.
What did you, like, throw a banana peel in front of him or something? What did you do?
Yeah, I went Mario Kart, threw that down.
You throw a red shell at him? Yeah.
Surprise him. Yeah, I got the red shell right to his kneecaps. But I have 10 tackles, guys, in my career.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tackle you 10 times after the show.
It's about to be zero. Yeah we're going to tackle you after this show.
You're
going to
be tackled after this show.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we're not getting anywhere with the Giants talk with them.
Yeah, let's move to the Cowboys. Along. All right, NFC East. You know, Dak, you saw just another terrible performance there. Three interceptions by Dak. Don't you think it's time for the Cowboys to bench Dak and start Trey Lance?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Dak's problem is that he throws passes to the 49ers. But if you study Trey Lance's film from last season, it's clear he's incapable of throwing passes to 49ers. In fact, when he sees a player in a red and gold uniform, he throws the ball as far away from them as humanly possible. So isn't the logic clear there to start Trey Lance against the 49ers?
How long did it take for you to come up with that little quick one?
Are you kidding me? Instant.
Yeah.
Trey
Lance stinks too.
That's like calculus for you.
Trey Lance has only started like 10 more games than I did in college. He's just not very good. Why would you play him?
But hold on. You think Daniel Jones is better than Trey Lance?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Daniel Jones, top 10 in the NFL. Easy.
In what? Taking sacks? The guy's as mobile as a glacier.
Top 10.
Top 10.
Daniel Jones has completed many passes to 49ers. You're correct.
He's not top 10 on the
team. Eli Manning.
He's not
top 10 all time.
Okay. Okay. You're just trolling now.
Top 10 all time in what? Suckage?
In what?
How many quarterbacks have won two Super Bowls and two Super Bowl MVPs?
You know, can I ask you, do you have like posters of Eli in your bedroom? Is that what you look at night before you go to sleep? You love him so much.
That's a personal question and I won't answer.
That was a yes.
Yeah, it's a yes. That's
like,
a no.
You send Eli love letters on Valentine's Day?
I love
Day?
You.
Like, what goes
be my
on?
Valentine,
you
guys... Eli. Can't spell
Eli
without
I
Eli.
I could just call him and tell him that.
You what would you how often do you call Eli? What do you say? Hey Eli, thank you for sucking so much because that way I was allowed to save the team. Do you say that?
How often do you call him, but how often does he send you to voicemail?
You know, come to think of it, he does send me to voicemail way too much.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So maybe he's not really my friend.
Yeah.
I don't
exactly.
want to drive a wedge between you two, but I think he used you to win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe you deserve an apology.
Who won the game in Green Bay against Brett Favre? Who was that? Was that Eli? Was that you?
Yeah, that was me.
Yep.
There you go.
And, okay, when it was the Super Bowl and, you know, except for that lucky pass that went against the guy's helmet, there, David Tyree, who won that game?
Yeah,
probably me.
Yep, so, exactly.
So why don't you call Eli right now and say, hey, I demand an apology. Yeah. I need you to stop hogging all the glory, jerk.
Yeah, I should be on the Manning cast, not you.
Which I've never been on. They've had kickers on. Adam Vinatieri.
Wow.
Pat McAfee. Never been on the show. Never even
so
been
hold
asked.
On. Eli Manning, you're saying he's your BFF and all this, and he's never invited you on his show?
Listen, I thought we were friends, and you guys are making me feel bad now.
Oh,
wow.
Look, let's do some healing right now, Lawrence. Look at the camera and say to Eli, say to him, look, you know, it's time for you to just admit how many times I saved your ass. And I should also be on the Manning cast, probably the host instead of you. There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eli, we had a wonderful run together. But as I sit in retirement and think about what I did for you and your family, and all the money you made off my foot.
Wow.
I demand that you come out with a public statement via Twitter. X, whatever we call it now. X.
Keep going.
That
this is
I
great.
I am the only reason you have those two trophies, those two MVP trophies, and the Manning cast, which I have never been invited on.
Wow.
This is amazing.
I demanded an appearance on this show, on that show.
Terrific,
with your brother.
Terrific message that certainly and will not be taken out of context by everyone.
Please do not have me on there when the Giants are playing. I ask you to give me that.
We have the decency to have you on our show. See,
yeah,
we're
exactly.
better friends to you
Class.
Than Eli was. You know, while you're on such a roll, Lawrence, let me ask you to do one more thing. I'm going to help you here. Why don't you just come and admit that the Giants are in the toilet for one reason? And that reason they're in the toilet is that Daniel Jones takes a giant dump every Sunday
go
on
ahead,
the field.
Admit it.
Just go ahead and admit that.
I won't do it. I can't do it.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh. I see, okay. You know what?
I can't.
You see?
I don't think they're in the toilet.
We're helping
well,
you.
Well, then where are
what?
They?
Where are they?
They're just on. They just sat down, but they're not in it.
Oh, okay. No.
Not in
well,
the toilet
what?
Yet.
Oh,
you're
close.
About to be in the
you
toilet.
Know what,
they're close.
You're in the toilet, and we're about to flush you down it.
Because
no
guess,
what, guess
what?
You're kicked off this show.
Your time's
no,
is up. You're
no.
off this
time's
show.
Time's for you to go.
Time's
is
up.
For
Come
you.
On.
Off
one
this
more chance.
Show. You're in the toilet.
Give me one more chance.
The pipes.
One more chance.
See
ya.
Now you're in the ocean. See ya.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, this just proves that nobody in the Giants organization knows jack squat about football.
Yeah, that's the last times he's ever coming on this show.
Good one, Tony. Anyway, we're not going to let him ruin what was a terrific show all around.
No.
Of course, we want to thank our sponsors, our good friends at Blue Apron.
Yeah,
and,
thank you. Hey,
wait,
if there's
on.
Someone who makes me blue,
Producer
Jay. Producer
Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
What?
Hurry up.
First, you said the Patriots are the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, bro.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Their record is 1-4. The Carolina Panthers haven't won a game. They're 0-5. That makes them the worst team in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Well, you remind me of a Panther because you're a big pussy.
Yeah. You should adopt a Panther because it's the only way you'll get some pussy. Yeah, you're done.
Good one, Tony.
No. You said Dak Prescott is making $40 million this year.
Overpaid, bro.
Yeah.
No, that's his average annual salary. This year, he's only making $31 million. You should try doing research and looking these things up before the show.
Oh, I will. I'll research how to bury a body.
Yeah, in a few hours, you're going to be looking up at dirt. Yeah,
oh,
you're done.
Good one, Tony. Got
Thank
him.
You. Let's get out of here. We're done. No. What? Hurry up.
You said the Giants offensive linemen would be better if they worked out less and got fatter.
Yeah, bro. Good reasoning.
Science, bro.
Yeah.
No athlete gets better by not exercising and being in worse shape.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what shape you're about to be in? A rectangle made of wood.
Yeah, don't worry. You'll get plenty of exercise when I chase you with my axe. Yeah, he's
done. Yeah, you're
done.
Going down, bro.
Goodbye.
Oh, but you know what's also
he's
going down, Tony?
What?
Next week, just booked on the show, Super Bowl legend, Eagles hero, Nick Foles will
be here.
Can't wait
that's
for that
huge.
In the meantime, don't forget, visit our merch store, buy all the merch. Subscribe on YouTube, follow us on all our social media platforms, listen to the podcast, and
do it all.
Great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.